Locker room chats continuing here on KMZA as we talk Wetmore basketball. Now joined by boys head coach, that would be Kayla Thayer. And coming off a nice win on a Tuesday against Onega, second time around you take on the Buffaloes. You saw them early in the year, and that was a win as well. So obviously when you kind of look back, second go around this week, you know, how difficult and a challenge is it to beat a team for a second time in a season?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. I mean, we're used to each other, so we both know what we kind of run. So it's just a matter of just playing basketball. And they did a good job of creating a lot of turnovers on us last night. And we didn't take care of the ball or run a lot of our set plays. So we really struggled. And give them props for being prepared and making it a hard win for us.
Yeah, 43-40 was the final score. You got to correct myself there. That was actually the third time you guys have seen the Buffaloes. You saw them in the TVL tournament as well, and then you'll see them for a fourth time at the end of this month, so a team that you're going to be very familiar with by the end of the season. Team right now sitting at 9-6, 5-4 in league play. You know, at this point in the season, just six regular season games left. You got five with TVL teams, and then you got a non-league game late in the year against Cornerstone. Coming down the home stretch here, I guess what's one thing right now that you really like about this team, and what's one thing that you feel like you really have to improve on as we approach Substate?
What I really like is the boys are willing to listen and learn and, you know, adapt to things that we need to change on the fly. There's not really any disrespect or anything like that. They're just willing to train new things. And the big thing we need to continue to work on is just defensive fundamentals. I mean, just jamming, boxing out our approaches, just making sure we know who shooters are and make sure we get out on them and have our hands up at all times.
Washington County, the opponent on Friday, right back into the TVL. First opportunity against the Tigers this season. What's the early scouting report look like on Washington County? What kind of ball game can you ultimately expect there?
Well, Washington County likes to run a 2-3 zone, so we're going to have to do a good job of running our zone offenses and our set plays and just making sure that we attack the gaps, swing the ball around, rotate the ball when we need to, and just make sure we knock down the open shots that they're going to give us.
There it is, Kayla Thayer, Wetmore boys basketball coach, joining us here on our locker room chats as they sit 9-6 after a win on Tuesday against Onega, 5-4 in league play. They're back to it against Washington County on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck this week against Washington County, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.